Homeowners, businesses, and insurance companies are still assessing the damage from the storm in much of the eastern U.S., but some early estimates are in. And as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, Hurricane Sandy inflicted heavy economic damage.
If you had to choose a day for a superstorm like this, better on a Friday or over a weekend. Businesses will be closed and have time to clean up for the next week. Instead, Sandy did the bulk of its damage on Monday, and that means a lot of this week is ruined. Sandy also cut a path through some of the most densely populated and most expensive properties in the country.
So you're talking in the range of, you know, $30 to $50 billion in total economic losses.
That's Gregory Dako, an economist at IHS Global Insight. About half of that is lost business, shipments and sales that never happened, restaurant and airline cancellations and the like. But, for example, damaged roads and bridges will also create activity in its wake.
Some of that will be repaired, reconstructed, so there will be, offsets in terms of that. And that may actually turn out to be a plus for the economy because you're actually rebuilding.
Dako estimates that at most, the damage will likely slow down the economy by half a percentage point in the fourth quarter. It won't be lasting damage, but he says any damage to a slow economy like this one will hurt. Loretta Waters is vice president of the Insurance Information Institute. She says those likely to see the biggest financial damage are residents and businesses without flood insurance or what's known as business interruption insurance. Waters says sometimes it's not the property damage that kills businesses. It's that some don't carry insurance on sales that are lost while they repair.
It's definitely gotten better. And I think for New York, 9/11 was a good, people learned from that, unfortunately, but they learned from that.
She estimates it will take up to a month to assess the real price of the damage. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.